Agra International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center. It's the, I should remember this by now, but how many years are this?
This is the 37th.
37th year.
Big day today and tomorrow. Open until 6 o'clock tonight, 9 to 5 tomorrow.
Exactly right. And in addition to the incredible amount of exhibits you'll find here, and there are tons of them, including our friends from High Plains Apache Sales and Service. We're going to talk with Sean in just a moment about the ginormous sprayer they brought in here. There's also going to be free pie. Right after What's on Your Mind, Todd and I, in exactly 1 hour, are going to be handing out free pie from our friends at the Lake of the Woods Pie Company in Warroad, Minnesota. We've been on a mission to find the best pie on the Northern Plains, and we're going to ask our listeners if we found it. So come on by for some free apple pie. I mean, they have like, this is Dutch apple, but they have apple berry pie. They have a bunch of varieties of freedom pies. These are veterans. These are veteran-made pies, Todd, and it's right out of the oven. You can't even believe it.
It's still warm. Ours has been here for almost an hour. It's still warm.
It's still warm. It's fantastic. So free pie while it lasts over the lunch hour, and we're thinking probably 11 to 1 or so. But just stop on by when you come in.
Supplies last. You know how those things can go. It could be a minute. It could be an hour. Who knows?
Exactly. So come on by and see us. I mentioned our friends at High Plains Apache. And those wonderful Apache sprayers. Sean's here. Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Not too bad yourself.
Well, good. Now, it'd be better if I can hear you. Now I can hear you. Hi.
There we go.
How are you, Sean?
Not too bad yourself.
Good. How's things going in the early hours of the egg show?
Good. We've had quite a few customers swing by and repeat customers and hopefully some new ones.
And what do you do for High Plains Apache?
I am a sales and service technician for them. Go around and make sure all the sprayers are up and running well and working the way they should be.
You don't have a lot of work, though. You're sort of like the Maytag repairman of sprayers, aren't you?
Pretty much. We're pretty lonely. We are pretty lonely folks.
Unbelievable, because these things, I mean, they have the five-year warranty, but that's because they never break down, right?
That is so true. That it is.
So as folks are deciding whether or not to go with a sprayer or not, I know some folks contract this service out, and then they see the sprayers, and they say, we just ought to do this ourselves. It's so easy. It's great. What kind of feedback do you get from your customers?
A lot of great feedback. The biggest thing is the ease of working on it. I mean, there isn't much that ever can go wrong. And if something does go wrong, that's all we do really is get out there and fix it. And, I mean, it doesn't take much to do anything that needs to be fixed on them.
You probably don't even have to sell these things. You just say, why don't I hook you up with a few folks that own them? Because your customers are on fire for these things, aren't they?
Exactly. Our customers are our best salesmen for us. I mean, once one sprayer gets in a certain area, it just seems like they just populate. They just start growing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Two locations, Frontier, which is just south of Fargo off I-29, 52nd Avenue exit, opposite of Walmart there, and 52nd south of Fargo at Frontier, and also where are you at in Mandan?
Mandan, right across from Bonanza on Main Street there, right on the way east end of Main.
And if you ask for Sean, you're going to know all you need to know about why you ought to own a High Plains Apache sprayer from the folks at High Plains, the dealer in North Dakota for Apache sprayers, High Plains, Mandan, and in Frontier. Thanks, Sean. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you guys, too.
And come back for some pie, okay?
Oh, you can bet I can.
Tell the crew. Let everybody know in the arena there's free pie at 11, okay?
That we can do.
All right. We want to make sure everybody helps us find out what the best pie on the planet is, don't we, Don?
Absolutely.
Say, Todd, why do farmers do what they do?
Why do farmers do what they do, Scott?
I don't know. We had a question from a listener who said, hey, ask me this question. Why do farmers get involved in politics? And we said, well, we don't know. We're not farmers. But we'll ask one. Katie Hegger, who's a farmer from Underwood, she answered that question for our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Katie, tell me, why do farmers get involved in politics?
Farmers become involved in politics for no other reason than they have to. Currently, the majority of our representatives are disconnected from agriculture. We become involved to share our stories and ask questions regarding proposed legislation and current law. We live in a time where environmental, animal welfare, food safety, and nutritional special interest groups are driving policy and practices based on the amount of money they sink into a campaign and the amount of fear they drive in a people's heart. We need to be active and knowledgeable so that we are not forced to compromise our beliefs, heritage, and our future at the risk of those that have not taken the time to ask what is best of us.
That makes sense, Katie. Appreciate that. And we appreciate the North Dakota Farm Bureau helping us get answers to your questions, why farmers do what they do. If you would like to ask a question, go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org. Click on the Contact Us page and send us your question. We'll get you an answer. Katie, appreciate that very much. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right. Speaking of agriculture, we're at the Agri International Trade Show, the Bismarck Civic Center. Be here today till 6, tomorrow 9 to 5. And a hot debate in agriculture right now is whether or not it is a good idea to have a country of origin labeling mandated by the federal government. It is in the Farm Bill and been discussed of late. We've had lots of calls on it. I promised we'd have a debate, so we asked two folks to join us. Jason Zahn, who's a Towner beef producer and president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association. Jason, nice to have you here. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
And Kenny Grainer is here, and Kenny's a beef producer and president of the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota. Kenny, welcome to you.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Jason.
All right.
Good morning,
so let's start, and by the way, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on this issue. I know this is sort of almost like a debated Thanksgiving dinner amongst friends, right? I mean, you have folks on the same side of a lot of issues that are on a different side of this one. For full disclosure, I'll just tell you, I don't know enough about it to probably to be super informed in my opinion. But if the coin flip is have government involved, don't have government involved, I generally go to not have government involved. And this one seems to be a case of, hey, you know, maybe this is a good idea, and the market ought to sort it out. And I love the idea of American-made beef, but I'm not so sure I want the government in there getting it all bureaucratic. But my opinions don't matter here. That's just where I've kind of come from this debate. We'll see if this hour changes my opinion on it. Jason, let me start with you. Where is the North Dakota Stockman's Association at on the idea of country of origin labeling?
Well, the North Dakota Stockman's Association does support the ability to differentiate our product. We do not believe that it should be a government-mandated program. We feel that it should be done market-driven and not pushed down from the government telling us how our meat should be processed.
Is that happening now? What is the government's role in country of origin labeling right now, and what's new in the Farm Bill?
Currently, it will be implemented. It is currently being implemented, and it is in the Farm Bill as of right now. February 18th and 19th, the WTO is going to meet in Geneva. They will discuss and hold some meetings there to determine if USA is in compliance with the WTO standards. We expect that to take a couple months. So we're kind of at a wait-and-see game here, what they're going to rule.
What's your biggest fear of having this be mandated or regulated by the government?
Well, the first thing is I don't think it's going to pay. I mean, we've got different branded programs out there right now that differentiate their product on their own. That's great. We believe in that. We'd be all for that. If someone is going to take the risk on their own, believes there's a niche in the market, we're all for that. But to put a mandate on it, and anytime you do that, there is going to be cost, and them costs always get transferred down. So whether who pays the cost, it's going to be divided up between the industry. And at a time when we have low feed costs and poultry and pork are right behind us, if everybody knows they can wrap up production a lot faster than we can. So we need to keep our costs down and keep the consumer happy.
Yeah, it makes sense. I want to get you in here as well with your thoughts on this, Kenny. Obviously, coming from a different perspective of the Independent Beef Association, we can start on this side of the break and we'll finish on the other side of the break. But just give me, in a nutshell, 30 seconds, your view of country of origin labeling from the perspective of the Independent Beef Association in North Dakota.
Yes, for us, it's marketing 101. The domestic market, our market, is the largest market that we sell into. Let me give you a list of countries that import beef into the United States. And starting at number 10 is Honduras, Mexico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, New Zealand, Canada, and Australia. So it is definitely our goal to distinguish ourselves from the imports that come into this country. And far as it being government mandated, we've had voluntary cool for decades, and it's not happening. So USDA is going to be nothing more than a referee.
I've heard that analogy before. I want to talk about that. We'll take a short break here, come back with more. By the way, our guests, your questions, comments, welcome for them on this debate over country of origin labeling. Jason Zahn from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association and Kenny Grainer is with the Independent Beef Association, both producers themselves and part of these organizations on different sides of this particular debate. Here's the way you join the conversation, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are following a story last night. About 7:30, 8:30 at night, a explosion happened on a natural gas pipeline. It's a pipeline that is owned by Highland Partners, which is actually a company that Harold Hamm and Continental Resources is affiliated with, a name well known in North Dakota. But the natural gas pipeline, ruptured, we understand, about 6 miles south of Tioga on Monday night, causing a fire, but no injuries. The fire on the pipeline operated by Highland was extinguished. There was no third-party property damage. Highland officials were on the scene. And now you know. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more after this short time out of the K-Fire Agri International Show.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes, and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dakota Community Trust, the Bank and Trust, Dakota Community Bank and Trust are welcoming everyone today to Missouri Valley Petroleum Day at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show. It's open. The Living Ag Classroom is going in the exhibit hall. The pesticide certification is beginning right now. Commodity update at 11 by Russell Hedging. 1 o'clock agriculture today in North Dakota. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, will be making a presentation at 1:30, Keeping the Family Farm in the Family, presented by Great Plains Diversified Services. And then the show closes at 6 tonight, and we do this all over again tomorrow. And I can hardly wait, Todd.
You know, there are going to be well over 1,000 fourth graders checking out that Living Ag classroom. It's a regular field trip all over North Dakota. So it's well worth checking out.
Oh, that is so cool. That is really cool. And you know what, folks? We'd love it if you'd stop by. Todd and I will be here with the show, of course, today and tomorrow and around for the whole show. And we're really looking forward to handing you free pie after the show today from 11 to 1. So just stop by where you see Todd and I broadcasting, which is sort of in the center. There's the arena on one side to the south, and then, of course, the exhibit hall to the north. And we're right in the middle in the little lobby area, so between the arena and the exhibition hall.
So what's in your mind sandwich?
It is, and it's free pie from 11 to 1, courtesy of our friends at Lake of the Woods Pie Company. And just come on by. There's no strings attached. It's free pie. You can't go wrong there. So we continue our conversation with our friends from the North Dakota Stockman's Association and the independent beef producers, Jason Zahn, Kenny Grainer, and some calls waiting for our guests as well on the topic of country of origin labeling. We're going to start with Jeff in New Rockford. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Morning, guys. I had a question for Kenny. I was wondering, as beef producers, we're always tight with the checkbook, and we've had to survive in the past years. But in my opinion, supporting the current COLA regulations is like giving Uncle Sam a blank check, and we're giving him the go-ahead to go with this program at all costs. And I'd like to have him answer that question, how we can give Uncle Sam a blank check to support this program.
Kenny, go ahead and take that.
Yep, okay, I'll take that. Okay, as we all know, the new rule has been taken into effect on November 23rd. And far as the cost of this program, have we seen it? I haven't, because since November 23rd, our marketplace has been on a steady incline upward. So the cost of this program is not what they're trying to say it is. It's very minuscule. I mean, it's very small. I mean, the market is reflecting it. The sky hasn't fallen in. I mean, look at our markets today. Program
right.
is working.
How about the idea that Jeff is suggesting it's a blank check to, you know, you're handing the government the gun. It sounds like what Jeff is saying here.
We're not handing the government the gun. I mean, the government is only going to be a referee in this process.
And Jason, I'd like your take on that, because I've heard that from other folks. So when we've talked about this, to say, well, you have referees in a football game, why wouldn't you want referees helping the industry here? What do you say to both Jeff from New Rockford's argument on the criticism directed at Kenny, and also Kenny's response on the referees?
Well, my opinion on the referees is, when you get more referees than you have players, it's not a very fun game to be in. And that's where I feel we're heading if we keep getting these government regulations shoved down on us. To go back on the market being increased from November 23rd, we've had steady increases in the market for several months. Going back to the comment that voluntary cool hasn't been working, I would like to ask any, you know, why does he think that is? Because we're being told that this cool is going to bring us more profit. And if the profit isn't going to cover the expense, why hasn't it been working? I guess, you know, if we can go out there and have a voluntary program, if your profit that you're going to make off of that isn't going to cover the expense, then why go through the trouble, I guess?
All right. Well, do you want to answer that, Kenny?
Jason, I'd like to respond in saying this. In 2002, we had COOL in the Farm Bill. It got killed in appropriations. If we would have had country of origin labeling in 2004, we would not have lost our export market that cost us billions of dollars. Billions. So there again, why should we, the U.S. producer, be blamed for a situation that wasn't ours?
All right. By the way, appreciate the call. Jeff, anything else you want to add for our guests before we go to the next call?
No, I just, this cost have yet to be defined to the consumer or the producer, and that's a great concern of mine.
All right. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks a lot. Let's go, Stephen Bowman, listening on 550 KFIRE online. Go ahead, Steve, your question or comment for our guests.
Well, I want to lay a few facts out. I've read it's estimated that this program is going to cost a half a cent a pound. the biggest branded program out there right now that's really working is Certified Angus Beef, and they're working on a third of a cent a pound, and they're in 38 countries exporting to in the fancy restaurants and grocery stores in the United States, and I think that's the way to go with the programs. The other thing is this labeling is printed in really fine print, and it's really confusing. They've got born fed and slaughtered in USA, born in Canada, fed in USA, slaughtered in USA, and there can be up to about 15 different ways this is laid out. And the surveys that have been done, a big one was done by Kansas State that says the consumer doesn't even look at it anyway. Where I would argue with Kenny is our market going up like this right now, we're sending more beef to Canada than they're sending down. Our exports are putting right at $300 a head on every calf born in the United States. And so we are in a world market, and a lot of what's happening in these markets is, take Mexico, they're buying the parts of the carcass that we don't eat here, livers, tongues, kidneys, cow stomachs, hides, a lot of things that we don't use here. So we are in a world trade, and it's definitely working. I use an example. Someone in my household here a couple years ago, it was either my wife or my daughters, I went to get a hot dog out of the fridge one day, and it was turkey hot dogs. And I thought, well, why did you buy these? We're in the beef business. Well, none of them would admit to it, but that's how consumers look at labels. They're not very fussy. They're in a hurry, and they grab stuff. So I don't see where this program is ever going to pay out. Plus, it's really a tough one for the packers, keeping all this different kinds of meat separate.
Well, at least your wife buying the turkey hot dogs was a mistake. My wife buys the turkey hot dogs because she thinks they're healthier for me, but I'm the beef guy in the house. I'm sticking with beef, Steve. But a great story nonetheless, and I know a serious concern, but just had a little flashback for me on the turkey hot dogs. Jason, Kenny, obviously, he's disagreeing with you, so you want to quickly take a response to that? Got a half minute before our break here.
Yes, I disagree with Steve. Consumer groups have been with us from the start, 2002, and the cost of this program, the numbers that we've been getting put together is at about a third of a cent of a pound, and for us, we feel that that is very small amount to pay.
I appreciate the call very much from Bowman today, listening on the 550 KFIRE. Thanks, Steve. Brian in Jamestown waiting to weigh in. Warren and Gackle, we'll get to you. Other calls, welcome at 800-228-0550. Chat with Jason Zahn from the North Dakota Stockman's Association, Kenny Grainer of the Independent Beef Producers of North Dakota. We're talking about COOL, the country of origin labeling debate. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome today on What's on Your Mind, live from the KFIRE Agra International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at Aveda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that spa.
And folks, if you go online, you can book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So it's talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card, complete with the spa and the stay of the works. ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You know, I've always wanted to interview Mike Gardner, but it was a hockey player, Mike Gardner. And so I've got his twin here, as a matter of fact.
See, I don't think this is him.
Yeah.
Did you ever play hockey?
No.
Did you know there was a Mike Gardner that played for the New York Rangers?
Yes, I did.
Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah.
Relative?
Good player.
I didn't follow him, but I found that out on the internet one day.
Exactly right. Well, this is the real Mike Gardner, who's he doesn't mess around with the hockey stuff. He's busy making some of the best farm seed on the planet from Gardner Seed Farm. And we understand you're a neighbor of Al Gustin's, is that right?
Yes, grew up in Al Gustin, absolutely.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yep.
And since you're his neighbor, do you have anything that you need to share with the KFIRE audience about anything that's...
Well, nothing negative, but I tell you what, Al Gustin put me on the map when I started in the business. He would come out and do a story every time I got something new from NDSU, and everybody listened to Al. So that type of advertising I couldn't afford at the time.
He's a legend, isn't he?
Absolutely.
And a good neighbor, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Heck of a deal. So why are growers sort of extending a little further into a new year than they normally would with planting decisions?
Well, right now the markets are down on everything. It's really hard to find something right now that will cash flow the way the markets are. There's been some interest recently on oats. Oats futures, I believe, are at their 60-year high, and people are looking at that. However, oats is a small market, and if 50% of the oats acres get planted that are inquired about on seed, I know we'll have cheap oats next fall. Again, we always seem to lag behind the market. When wheat was $20 a bushel, nobody had any. Didn't do any good.
To strike that balance, right? It's a bit of a crapshoot.
Right. Corn, same way. Everybody planted corn, and look where corn's at right now.
We're chatting with Mike Gardner from Gardner Seed Farm. Back to our debate on cool in just a moment here. And your questions or comments, welcome for our guest. From the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, Jason Zahn today, and also Kenny Grainer from the Independent Beef Producers. Back to that debate in just a moment. So if folks stop by the Gardner Seed Farm booth here at the KFIRE Agri International Show, what are they generally talking to you about?
Right now it's forages, the hay supply, because of the tough winter we're having. Hay supply is going to dwindle, until we get to spring. That drives the market for forages. Peas and oats. Peas and barley. We're sold out of peas for forage already.
Does anybody ever say, hey, Mike, what would you plant? What should I order?
We get asked that all the time, and my answer to them is you need to look at where your market is when you do a non-traditional crop. Where are you going to market? How far you have to truck it? And what is your soil type? If it might work well on my farm, it probably won't work on your farm. It depends on your soil.
Sure. There's so many variables.
Absolutely. Weather plays into it.
Do you think these decisions are going to go into March this year?
I believe we'll probably see some of these decisions be made first part of April.
First part of April. Wow. That's very unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. Very, very unusual. Usually by this time, we've got 75% sold. We're not at that point yet.
There's still time to call Mike.
Absolutely.
He'll help you out at Gardner Seed Farm. How do folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 226-2729 or the office at 663-7731.
Or come to the Agri International Trade Show right here.
Absolutely here. We'll be here both days.
All right, at the Bismarck Civic Center. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Gardner, our guest on What's on Your Mind, one of the folks displaying their wares here at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show. Did I mention there's free pie today, Todd?
Free pie starting at 11. I was just updating social media because it's pie minus 24 right now.
There you go, folks. So
24 minutes before pie.
Yeah, we're doing T-minus 24 minutes and counting to pie time. And it's a free pie while it lasts right here. And I see the Oatmans are here, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk with Malcolm and Teresa Oatman, who are the proprietors of Lake of the Woods Pie Company. They brought the Freedom Pie.
The proprietors?
Yeah, you like that? Yeah,
that's good.
I just made that up,
that's
actually.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Anyway, back to our debate and your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on Country of Origin Labeling, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jason, anything on the call from Bowman that you wanted to respond to? We give Kenny a chance to respond, but... He said his take is, the cost of doing it is not going to come back to the producer. I assume you agree with that?
I guess I would agree with that. If it was going to come back, I think we would have had a cool rule in place, or not a rule, but a voluntary cool in place, and producers could be taking advantage of that, but we haven't seen that. So, yeah, I would think the cost would outweigh what we're going to get.
All right, let's go to Warren and Gackle. You're next on What's on Your Mind for our guest. Jason Zahn from North Dakota Stockman's, Kenny Graner from the Independent Beef Producers. Go ahead, Warren.
Morning, Jason. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning.
Good morning, Warren. Just a couple comments, questions, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. First of all, I want to tell you both I am in support of cool. Under one condition, and only one condition, and that is that it does not cost the American producer any money. And I'm run a custom feed yard here and worked with the packing industry for the last 10 years, and I've never had a packer come to my yard and say, I'm going to bid your cattle $5 higher because we're going to move the product because it's your own cattle, and they were born and raised in the United States. The packing industry does not lose money. And I guess my concern is my grandfather always had my dad made a comment all the time, crap runs downhill. And, this cost to implement this program is going to cost somebody some money. And if it's the consumer, my fear is I'm not worried about the consumers in North Dakota. I guess my concern is the consumers in the metropolitan areas. You know, when you have record prices of beef like we have today, is the average American consumer going to pay more money to buy that product that's labeled born and raised in the United States when he can walk to the cooler right beside that and buy a USDA grade choice ribeye that was raised in Canada? My question to Kenny is, do you think will that happen? And, another comment I'd like to make, look at the clothes we wear. Do we, I don't know how many shirts, T-shirts, pants that we end up buying, shoes that aren't made in the United States. And, if we can at all costs, we'll try to do that. But if you have something that's in the United States, made in the USA, that's going to cost, X amount of dollars more than just your open market. My concern is it's going to cost somebody some money. And my fear is that it's the American, the North American cattle producers. So, Kenny, if you could answer that, can you just let me know what your take is on that? And then I'd also like to hear Jason's.
Yes. Thanks, Warren. I think we all, in our daily outfits and we run, we all understand when it comes to cost, and we all understand quality. When we buy cheaper items, it usually costs us more in the long run. Do I think the consumer will pay more? I think it's the consumer's right to know where their product comes from, because a lot of times we're dealing with standards of production in these other countries. And as far as Canada goes, I have to give them a really good pat on the back. Canada is also one of the countries in the world that has a very high quality program. They had some bumps here a few years back. They've increased their standards, and Canada should be wrapping its arms around country of origin, because they should be wanting to distinguish their product from all these other countries that are importing into the United States.
All right, let's get your take briefly, if you don't mind, Jason.
Well, I would agree with Warren, and as I've reiterated before, I just don't see the profit in having a government mandate on this LabCool. I think we can do it with the voluntary program. That's been our stance, and I would agree with Warren 100%.
All right, let's keep going. Call us here. Brian Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Brian, take it away.
I just would like to weigh in a little bit on this cool topic, and I am a beef producer here from the Jamestown area. We have a cow-calf herd and a feed yard. And at a point in time in my business here, my family owned a federally inspected processing plant, so I have a little bit of history with selling meat and meat products to the consumer. And I guess, you know, the one point is I guess I do agree with Kenny that it is simple marketing 101. But I guess I disagree how he's getting at it. And I think the biggest question, Kenny raised a few things. He said, you know, we had a voluntary cool program that wasn't mandated by the government, and it wasn't working. And you have to ask the question, why wasn't it working? And I think the simple thing is just that the American consumer has so many dollars to spend when they're in a grocery store, and they choose to buy whatever, a wholesome product for the best value, whether it be from the USA or a co-mingled product or even a product from Canada or another country. And I guess the thing that really scares me is that you look at this as just a business perspective and marketing 101. You know, it's a supply and demand issue. And I built a branded beef product and had great, grandiose ideas of selling a, you know, locally raised, locally fed product. And it came to find out that, sure, a lot of people did appreciate that product. But when they only had certain dollars to spend, they would choose to buy a ground beef product or a steak or a roast that maybe is 50 cents, 30 cents a pound cheaper. So for some reason, I guess it frustrates me that our industry and individuals within our industry think that we have to mandate to the consumer what they should want. Instead, I think, you know, there's products out there that are already labeled, you know, product of the USA. And if there was creating that much demand, there'd be more supply for it, so a voluntary program would have succeeded.
Yeah, well, you're making some good points, Brian. I appreciate the call. We're up against the clock, so I'm going to keep rolling here, but I appreciate you weighing in on it, obviously, from the perspective of a producer. Mark in McLeod, let's get you in here. I got about a minute before the break. Go ahead, Mark.
Tell you what, thanks for having me on the radio. I have a couple quick issues on this cool thing. I agree it probably could be a great program, but I don't really want the government to mandate something, because with the government's reputation in the past, I don't know that they can make this thing work. They were bound to screw it up. The other thing is, I talked to a consumer the other day, and we were talking about cool, and I asked him, I said, do you understand it? He said, well, I know that if this is implemented, I'll know where my beef comes from. And I said, are you willing to pay more for it? And he says, why should I have to? So I'd like you guys to deal with both of those issues.
All right, we'll do that on the other side of the break, and then we'll wrap up here. We also have Gabe and Adler and Dwight Mandan wants to weigh in. Jason Zahn from the North Dakota Stockman's Association, Kenny Grainer, independent beef producers, joining us today on the program. When we come back, Malcolm and Teresa Oatman will join us. And did I mention we're going to be handing out some free pie to our fine K-Fire listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Can you smell the pie, Todd? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. We're also going to tell you about an AgriJack. Do you know what an AgriJack is? Well, Bruce is going to tell us. He's got it on display here at the K-Fire Agri International Show, the Bismarck Civic Center. Stay tuned, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always
always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room.
Expressway Inn and Suites
is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip for a special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room.
Expressway Inn and Suites
is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip for a special occasion. Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Why do farmers do what they do? We ask that question and get answers. You ask the questions, we get the answers from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We have a thought we'd ask a real life farmer today. Why exactly it is that farmers get involved in politics.
That's a novel idea.
Yeah, so here's Katie Hedger from Underwood. Why do farmers get involved in politics, Katie? Tell us.
Farmers become involved in politics for no other reason than they have to. Currently, the majority of our representatives are disconnected from agriculture. We become involved to share our stories and ask questions regarding proposed legislation and current law. We live in a time where environmental, animal welfare, food safety, and nutritional special interest groups are driving policy and practices based on the amount of money they sink into a campaign and the amount of fear they drive in a people's heart. We need to be active and knowledgeable so that we are not forced to compromise our beliefs, heritage, and our future at the risk of those that have not taken the time to ask what is best of us.
Thanks, Katie. Why do farmers do what they do? Ask your questions. We'll get you answers here, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Go to ndfb.org, click on the Contact Us page, and leave your questions, and we'll get you answers. Back to our debate. We're going to wrap it up on cool in just a moment at the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center today. But do you see this? Do you see this lovely woman in front of us here, who, along with her husband Malcolm, has been slaving over pies in a hot oven so we could serve up some wonderful free pie from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company? Are you excited, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right. This is Teresa Oatman, and Teresa and her husband Malcolm have Lake of the Woods Pie Company. They're both veterans, retired now, and entrepreneurs, and launching a new pie company. And we've been looking for the best pie on the Northern Plains, and you made it, Teresa and Malcolm. Thank you.
Wow, that is an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, we just, you know, if you can't tell, Todd and I are a little obsessed about pie. And so whenever our listeners call, we find out where the best pie joint is. But it's so nice of you guys to come all the way from Warroad, Minnesota, and serve up the good listeners here some free pie. What kind of pie do we have on the menu today, Teresa?
Today we have Dutch apple pie and apple berry pie. The apple berry pie is made with raspberries, blueberries, and blackberries on the bottom. Then we peel our own Granny Smith apples. And we make our own dough, we make the topping, and it's an awesome pie.
Now, I just had some as a little sample.
Some?
The Dutch apple. I think more has gone from your side than my side. But, you know, the crust is what,
pretty equal.
The crust is what, and the toppings just are to die for. What's the secret there?
Well, it's very simple. All it is flour, sugar, and water on that topping. Or, excuse me, flour, sugar, and butter. And
a lot of butter, obviously. I like
you
the butter.
You asked the guy that used to ask Colonel Sanders with the 11 secret ingredients.
Yeah, I don't want you to reveal any long family company secrets here, but you've got it figured out.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
It is so good. It really is absolutely amazing. And so folks today can come have a free piece of pie, their choice, Dutch apple or apple berry.
Absolutely, yep.
And lots of apple berries.
Yeah.
Well, and how long did from the time you started putting the first ingredient till out of the oven, how long?
Well, last night we prepped them up. It took us about 2 hours to make up. How many pies did we do? 30 pies. And we were done in about 2 hours and 15 minutes from the time we started till cleanup. We had to be out of here because they were closing up and turning the lights off.
And then you baked them up beginning at 6:30 this morning.
Yes.
And so they're hot and ready to go.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. This one that you gave us earlier this morning is still warm, so it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to the country.
Yep.
You and your husband are wonderful entrepreneurs, and we appreciate it. And thanks for serving up our listeners today some great pie. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Teresa. Teresa and Malcolm Oatman, all the way from Warroad, Minnesota. Come on by. While the pie lasts, we're going to start giving it away. Todd and I will be serving up right after the show. I can hardly wait. All right. We don't have much time left. About 2 minutes, and I know a lot of callers want to get in on this. We're obviously going to have to do this another day. I'm going to get Gabe and Adler in here because he's been waiting the longest, and I'm going to give Jason and Kenny a chance to wrap up on this debate. Gabe, go ahead with a quick question, if you would.
Yeah, he's got two quick points. Foodinsight.org has been tracking consumer purchasing influencers for a number of years. And price, 80% of consumers, right, price is the number one decision that impacts their buying. They also have tracked Cool directly since it has been implemented, and less than roughly 20% of consumers use country of origin labeling to influence their purchasing. The second point I would like to make is you can tell very easily how Cool has impacted our demand from a consumer's perspective by tracking two things. Country of origin labeling hamburger that is produced in the U.S. has a Cool labeling. Hamburger that has imported beef has an M Cool labeling. Can Kenny tell us if the consumer demand for country of origin labeling U.S. hamburger has outpaced the M Cool grind that the consumers have?
That's a good test. Do we know, Kenny? Do we know the answer to that?
Say that again. I can't hear you.
He's saying there's one label for country of origin labeled beef and one that's not. But basically one is labeled U.S. and one is not. Is that what you're saying, Gabe?
One is M Cool for the multiple countries of origin, and one is Cool for U.S. origin. Can they track the difference in demand from the consumer between those two grind? Because the hamburger, the grind.
Did you hear that now, Kenny? Did you? I mean, because
M Cool has only been in effect since November.
mandatory cool. I mean, in the new rule. So,
but do
I mean,
we know? Do we know which one's selling better? I guess is the question. I think that's a decent question, Gabe, and a good topic. Jason, I'll give you the last word here, about 20 seconds before we're done to wrap up today.
All right. Well, I would just like to say that we've talked a lot about cost today, whether it's a third of a cent, like Kenny said, or a half a cent, like Steve said. One thing that we're forgetting about is if the WTO rules that we are
not. We'll get to the trade impacts next time on the program. Sorry, we're out of time, folks.
Bye-bye. Affordable housing. That's what I said, affordable housing. I knew that would get your attention because it's hard to come by in the Bakken. That's until now. That's until Frontier Village. If you're working in and around the Stanley area and you're looking for affordable housing, I want you to listen up. You need to check out the all-new Frontier Village. It's a development located on the west end of Stanley, two blocks north of that brand-new Holiday Station that's going up on Highway 2. If you have families, you're going to love this location because it's walking distance to both the elementary and high school. And, of course, all the amenities, grocery stores, and more. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it's never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs or your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to go fast. So why wait? Order now, and your new home will be ready to move into this spring. That's right. Affordable housing, move in this spring, walking distance to schools and grocery stores. 701-628-2418. That's the number you need. 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.